Jimmy Buffett on 3WZ, 7:38 on this Thursday morning. I am joined in the studio by Jessica Ferguson. She's the immunization coordinator at the Rockbridge Area Health Center. Good morning, Jessica.
Good morning.
It's good to talk to you again. And so immunizations are always a good thing. I know we had a big, you know, with the COVID and vaccines and all that, and that was all a big a mess, a controversy, and people were upset about that. But just your regular childhood vaccines, they're really important, and they're really, really effective and safe. So let's talk about the importance of getting your child immunized.
So as immunization coordinator at Rockbridge Area Health Center, one of the many roles that I have is educating our community and improving the vaccination rates throughout our community. And one of those is childhood immunizations, and they're extremely important. They are safeguarding our children against very serious diseases. Just to name a few, like measles, polios, and there's many others that can be very debilitating and possibly fatal. So these vaccines, they actually provide a shield of protection for our children.
Excellent. And what are some of the misconceptions people have about the vaccines?
Some of the misconceptions that I have noticed as being an immunization coordinator at the health center is they don't really necessarily believe that the vaccines work, or that children shouldn't receive multiple at the same time. But what people don't know is before a vaccine is even approved for public use, they have to go through extensive testing, clinical trials, and monitoring for their safety and effectiveness. One thing that I have seen a lot is that parents don't want to give their children multiple vaccines at one time, and it's actually perfectly safe to do so because the vaccine contains weakened or inactivated components that actually strengthen the immune system. It teaches the immune system to fight against that specific disease.
Right.
So it's actually very safe for the
right
children.
And some kids might have a few symptoms like a light fever or whatever, but that's just actually your body working and doing what it's supposed to do.
Yeah, it means your body's responding to that vaccine, and it's actually doing what it is supposed to do.
Right. So that when they come, if they actually encounter the virus in the real world and an active virus, their body is going to know it and be prepared for it and do that because and fight it off before they can actually get really sick.
Yep.
And you were saying, you know, measles, people don't think that is, but tens of thousands of kids died every year from measles.
Yeah.
And whooping cough, that's making a comeback, and all these things that are very contagious. And you don't have to get them. You don't have to put your child through that. So they get the vaccines. They're very safe. So what is it that you're doing to improve the vaccination rates?
So one of the biggest things that we're doing is we now have a mobile unit that we are taking out into the community, especially those areas with transportation barriers. To name a few, like we're going to Rockbridge Baths, Goshen, Natural Bridge. We're starting to go out twice weekly. We also, what we're saying is instead of having patients come to us, we're going to come to them. We're going to make it available to them. We have some clinics coming up with the mobile unit for all school-aged children, and we're trying to do this before the upcoming school year. We actually have a few clinics coming up in the next coming weeks, June 20th and June 27th. We'll have wellness exams, vaccinations that will be offered at all of these clinics. You don't have to have either or.
Okay.
It can just be a vaccinations that they need, or it could be a sports physical or wellness exam. That's going to be at the Rockbridge Area High School, July 25th and August 1st. We're going to Perry McClure High School.
Mm-hmm.
And July 27th, we will be at Fairfield Elementary, and August 14th, back at the high school.
At Rockbridge County. Okay.
Yep.
Excellent. Well, that's awesome. So that's a really convenient. So in addition to going out into the community, you have these localized spots where people can just come and, you know, get it out. You don't have to make an appointment with your regular doctor. Just go here. Is there any cost or anything for this, or how does this work?
So we do ask for people to pre-register just so we can be prepared, and we will bill insurance for that. So,
okay.
Yeah.
Excellent. And most insurance covers the vaccines and everything and the wellness checks. That's usually pretty much covered, so there might not be any cost to you for these.
That is correct. Yep.
Excellent. And do your children need to be a patient to receive the vaccines?
So what we recommend is we ask that everybody to check with their primary care provider first, if they have one, and to ensure that their vaccination status is up to date. But if they do not have a primary care provider, they schedule a vaccine appointment with us and consider registering as a patient for the all, so we can take care of their medical, behavioral health, and dental needs. And as always, you know, for more information on registering as a patient, for vaccinations or clinics, please visit our website at www.rockahc.org or call 540-464-8700.
Excellent. We are talking to Jessica Ferguson, the immunization coordinator for the Rockbridge Area Health Center. Immunizations, the childhood immunizations, they're safe and effective, and they keep your child from getting sick. They keep protecting other people in the community from getting sick. And they're required to go to school. So go get them done. There's lots of opportunities. They'll be out in the community. And I'll make sure that I mention these dates as they're coming up of where they're going to be. So you'll have that, and check out their website, rockahc.org, for more information as well. Anything else, Jessica?
No, that's it. It's always a pleasure.
All right.
Thank you.
Sure. We'll see you next time.